Okay, let me dispense with subtlety now and dive right into a very uncomfortable topic for a lot of people, masturbation, and specifically the attitudes on masturbation of one group of people, the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community. That's what the film Sacred Sperm is about. Daniel Estrin has our story.
Sacred Sperm opens with Israeli filmmaker Ori Gruder alone in the synagogue, praying to God. God, give me the strength to stay sexually pure, he says. Please, please help me. Now, if you had met Ori when he was in his 20s, you would have met a totally different man, one who really didn't care much what God thought.
A beach boy, surfer, a filmmaker, making films with a lot of, you know, beautiful women, always around parties, cocktails. You know, what is the good life? You know, what I thought it was good life.
At the age of 30, he became a Hasidic Jew. He's 44 now, but still atoning for his past behavior, especially for sins of the flesh. In one of the most arresting scenes in Sacred Sperm, Ori goes to Israel's only ski resort. He gets off the ski lift, finds a remote spot on the mountain, sheds his black coat, black pants, everything into a pile, and he rolls in the snow, praying. It's all tastefully filmed. A rabbinic sage once said that rolling in the snow naked is a good way to cleanse the soul.
It seems on the paper, black on white, crazy. To prevent spilling the sperm, just, you know, for fun, for, you know, as a teenager. It's forbidden to spill sperm for nothing. The punishment for that is very, very strict. That is the worst thing to do from the Torah.
Now, for many devout religious traditions around the world, reaching below the belt is a no-go zone. What may surprise you, though, is just how far many in the ultra-Orthodox community go. According to the film, many are taught not to touch themselves when they urinate. And let's say they have to give a sperm sample. Many Hasidic men in Israel do it with electrical stimulation under anesthesia, so they don't have to, you know, do it themselves. In the film, Rabbi Israel Aharon Itzkovich shows a pair of his loose-fitting underwear, which prevents unnecessary friction, and says boys are taught to stand on their tiptoes until certain urges pass. I asked Rabbi Itzkovich how an entire community, especially teenage boys thumping with hormones, can actually follow this religious prohibition. He said it was simple. Boys from a very young age are told not to touch themselves for any reason. And from the age of 13, you're in religious school from like 6:30 in the morning till about 10 at night. There's no time to think about anything else. And you get married very young. I told filmmaker Ori Gruder, many people might find all of this nuts. I think for the secular audience that you're making this film for, they might say to you, this is something healthy, this is something natural, this is something normal, and it's not bad.
I know, and people told me that. And when people told me, why didn't you bring the other side, doctors, psychologists, and people that say that, well, it's great to do it. I said, you know, I'm making films about my world. You know, I wanted to show them my world, our community. People like honesty, you know, and especially in the documentary.
Ori didn't make the film for the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community. It generally shuns cinema. But Ori says the film is making the rounds through the community like crazy on the messaging service WhatsApp. And now, he says, Hasidic men stop him on the street all the time. Some tell him, shame on you. Others thank him for dealing with such a touchy subject. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.
And we'll leave it there. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.